USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he expects Congress will provide funding to help the U.S. improve conditions for migrant children detained along the southern border. He says Mexico is now helping.
Mexico has been really helping us a lot. They have very strong immigration laws. They are moving 15,000 people or 16,000 people to our southern border, and they move 16,000 troops to their southern border, which is pretty incredible.
The acting head of Customs and Immigration, John Sanders, has now resigned. Kevin McAleenan left to fill the role at the head of the Homeland Security Department, and Sanders has been the acting commissioner. He has chosen to step down. The Washington Post reports Mark Morgan, the acting head of ICE, will replace Sanders. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 179, the Nasdaq down 121. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The standoff between the Trump administration and Iran has widened after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani accused the White House of a mental disability. He spoke through an interpreter.
They had become frustrated and confused. They did not know what to do. They do strange things that no sane person in the history of world politics has done, or at least I don't remember. This is because of their total confusion. They have become mentally disabled. The White House is suffering from mental disability.
New Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper is flying to Europe to talk to leaders and try and persuade NATO allies to support new U.S. sanctions against Iran. 18 soldiers at Fort Bragg had to be rushed to the hospital after they collapsed in the North Carolina heat. Retired Army Major Mike Lyons explains.
My experience with Fort Bragg at this time of year, tremendous humidity, especially early in the morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's new police footage of Jesse Smollett showing the actor with a noose around his neck. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chicago police have released about 70 hours of video footage and hundreds of files from the investigation into the actor's alleged attack earlier this year that he reported. Some of the video showing him with a white rope looped around his neck, which he had claimed attackers had placed on him. Smollett was indicted on multiple felony counts for allegedly staging the attack, but the charges were later dropped. A special prosecutor is now going to investigate the handling of the case, which could result in new charges against the actor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today marks 10 years since we lost a huge pop star. On Hollywood Boulevard, where Michael Jackson's star is located, fans came to take pictures and remember him.
Like Michael Jackson?
Yes, I do.
They spoke about his music.
He was a genius. I think there's really no other words.
And they also spoke about his controversies.
It's there. It's just like hiding history. You can't do it.
Michael Jackson received a fatal dose of propofol and benzodiazepine and passed away a decade ago at his home on North Carrollwood Drive in Los Angeles. Fans have gathered at his home for a remembrance. There is also a vigil at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California, where he was laid to rest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.